Protecting your reputation is a tragedy. I'll pick that apart. I'll let you know why I'm calling it tragedy. And because it might sound a little bit odd to say protecting your reputation is a tragedy. Seems like it'd be a good idea to make sure your reputation is untarnished. Seems like it'd be good to put effort into that. But I'm going to argue in this episode that it's actually worse to put kind of an undue amount of effort into protecting your reputation. That actually tends to invite a lot of bad opportunities into your life. And in the long run, as I will argue, kind of leads to a kind of tragedy in the grand scheme of things. So first of all, let's just talk about reputations. These are obviously things that people tend to protect. Why? Well, a reputation is the set of beliefs and opinions that others hold about us, okay? So we go into a group and we interact, and those people are going to look at us and hear us and see how we interact, and they're going to form, regardless of how true they are, beliefs and opinions about the type of person we are, right? People tend to place others into categories, kind of into buckets, right? Well, you go here, you're this type of person, you're this type of person. It's going to be based on their previous experiences and the way that they've categorized people at other points in their life. We all do this. We have to categorize. So we all have beliefs and opinions about other people. Now, they may or may not be true. They probably have facets of truth to them. There's like some proximity of our opinion about someone to who they really are. But very rarely do we truly get to know an individual like really closely, right? And so that's a reputation, whatever the beliefs and opinions others have about us. That's and the reputation. And usually that reputation is kind of held globally. What I mean by that is it's if one person has an opinion about you, often other people kind of have a similar opinion about you, right? They would kind of categorize you in the same fashion. Not exactly. And sometimes those could be quite different. But your reputation is kind of reputation, right? It kind of fits into the category that groups over time have kind of put you into. Now, we don't like when people have poor opinions about us, obviously. If someone is going to talk about me, I'd like to think that they're talking about me in a very positive light, right? A positive fashion. They maybe have worked with me in the past. You know, I can imagine it's like a recommendation on a resume or something, and the hiring manager, whoever calls that recommendation, if that person is talking about me, I hope. I mean, obviously, I've chosen people that I think are going to talk about me well. Anyways, that's the way that goes. But you would imagine, you hope that that person is saying, yes, you know, I've worked with this individual. Overall, it was a very positive experience. They might list some characteristics that were good. You know, I've seen this individual add value to projects, whatever it is. We want to be in the good light in other people's views, right? We don't want people to have poor opinions about us. That would seem damaging. I would imagine if people had poor opinions about us, that could get that could lead to bad opportunities, or that could just ruin the chance to have a good opportunity, rather, right? We tend to believe that if others do have poor opinions about us, then we're going to have less opportunities in life, right? We're just going to have less opportunities. Why would somebody work with you if somebody else is talking badly about you? Why would someone give you a chance? Maybe they're in a higher position, or they have some investment money they might otherwise throw at you, or, you know, a relationship, maybe you're trying to get in with that individual. Why would they even bother giving you a chance if your reputation among a few other people or many other people is not positive? I mean, that's probably not random if people are talking about you poorly, right? So a reputation is the set of beliefs and opinions that others hold about us. We obviously don't like when people have poor opinions about us. I mean, I think there's obviously rational reasons for that. And we tend to believe that if others do have poor opinions about us, that we're probably going to have less opportunities in life. That's kind of the mechanistic side of it, right? It's not just okay for people to be talking bad about you, because we need opportunities. We need individuals to give us those opportunities. We need groups to grant us the ability to prove ourselves, right? Whether you're on, you know, a football team or a project within an organization or just a group of friends, we need to be given the chance to kind of show that we are trustworthy people and individuals that can add value. Reputations are things we tend to protect. I think we all agree with that. I think that makes sense. But there is a downside to the attempt to constantly protect our reputation. And I think it is something that we can definitely take too far. Protecting our reputation, I'm going to argue, means blocking our values from being known. Okay, now, pick this apart a bit. Our true opinions, like who we really are, stem from our core set of values, right? The things that we deem important, the things that we think are worthwhile and are often useful. So I'm not just saying opinions I might say to others or might not say to others. I mean, the ones that are kind of with that internal monologue or dialogue that you have with yourself, that, if you go for a walk and you're just thinking, you have opinions about the world, there are probably a number of things that you disagree with and some things that you do agree with. And those are your opinions. Those are your set of values. You can imagine if you were considering getting married or something with another individual, a partner, that you would be talking hopefully about those values, because when push comes to shove, it would really come down to those. Like, that's what you're, the hills that you're going to die on are kind of those core set of values, right? So our true opinions stem from our core set of values, what we think are important, what we think is worthwhile, and what we find useful in this life. Protecting our reputation often involves not sharing our true opinions, okay? There is a filter that we often apply between what we really feel and what we tell others. Now, that filter is not necessarily, hopefully not changing, you know, so that we misrepresent our true values. That wouldn't really be a filter. That would be just kind of deflecting our true opinions altogether. That would be disingenuous, right? That would just be being fake. But we do tend to protect our reputation by not necessarily sharing all our opinions, or keeping our true opinions maybe to a select few groups of people or individuals rather, right? Maybe your partner in a relationship, you know, maybe family members, or maybe not those people, maybe people that you work with or a best friend that you've had your whole life. Often if you go to protect your reputation, you're not going to share everything, because everything that pops into your mind, not even just everything that pops into your mind, but things that you maybe hold as deep-seated beliefs might run up against, you know, the culture of a business that you're working in, the organization. It might be something that, you know, you could put on social media, but maybe you think that might damage you in the long run. You know, maybe it's even leaks into some of this cancel culture stuff, if it's more of an extreme view, perhaps, or quote-unquote extreme, or anything, whatever. You know, whether that's social media, whether that's just people. If we just share all our opinions at any given moment, there is risk involved in that, right? You're putting yourself on the line there, because not everybody is obviously going to agree with you. I mean, by definition, an opinion is something that kind of runs against the current narrative, right? It's an opinion because there's a contrast there between the way the world seems to be working right now and how you think it maybe should work, okay? So if you choose to protect your reputation, it's going to involve, at least to some extent, not sharing your true opinions, right? There's a filter there. You're timing it. You're being selective of who you share that with. If our true opinions, and thus values to which those are connected, are kept to ourselves, then obviously others cannot know about them, just as a basic point, right? If our true opinions are something that are being kind of hidden, our values are being hidden, because of the filters that we apply by attempting to protect our reputation, then obviously the majority of other people are just not going to know our true values. They're not really going to know our true opinions because they're simply being filtered. They might know some of them. They might once in a while get a hint the more they kind of run into you. But especially if we're talking to people who maybe don't interact with you on a regular basis, the odd, you know, board meeting or, you know, Zoom call that you have, or the odd follower or someone you're following, maybe on social media, it's not like you're talking to these individuals on a regular basis. Even the boss of your company, right? People that we're not talking to all the time, they're not going to know who the real us is, because we're just not sharing those opinions on a regular basis. So protecting our reputation means, whether you think this is good or bad or neutral, but it does mean blocking, at least to some extent, our values from being known. I think we have to admit that, right? Because our true opinions are stemming from our core set of values. And if we actively attempt to protect our reputation, then we're not sharing, by definition, all of our true opinions with people, right? Maybe not any of them. True, deep opinions. And if our true opinions, and thus values, are being kept to ourselves, then others cannot know about them, just by definition. So protecting our reputation means blocking our values from being known. Okay, now there's no value statement there. I'm not yet saying if that's good or bad. I just think that we'd have to accept that. In other words, there is a trade-off there. If you choose to protect your reputation, you know, there's going to be a little bit of walking on eggshells going on, right? There is going to be filtering going on, because you're trying to ensure that other people always have a good opinion about you. But if you're sharing your opinions, you know that by definition, opinions are in contrast to the way things tend to function, the way other people are acting, you know, a scientific study that maybe came out, a fad that people are jumping into. Maybe it's about, you know, health, maybe whatever, right? Politics, obviously. And you know that if you were to try to make everybody happy in the extreme sense, then that would involve really not sharing any of your opinions, because you know those opinions are going to get people mad, because that's what opinions are. You're also going to find friends with it. It's also going to overlap with people who agree with you, but there's definitely going to be a significant number of people who don't agree with your opinions because they have their own opinions, they have their own experiences and all that. So protecting our reputation means blocking our values from being known, for better or worse. But now I want to argue that blocking our values from being known invites the wrong opportunities into our lives. So it's not actually a neutral thing. It's not really just an okay thing, because you could easily look at the first two points that I made. I said, one, reputations are things people tend to protect, right? And then two, I said, but protecting our reputations means blocking our values from being known. And you still might say, yeah, but not everybody needs to know my true opinions, right? Not everyone needs to know what my real deep values are. That's me, that's personal. And I might share that with a few close friends, maybe some family members, and that's it. I've got my tight circle. So those two points, the fact that reputations are things that a lot of people like to protect, and protecting a reputation just means blocking values from being known by other people, our values, you might say, yeah, that's fine. That's who I want to be. But this third point now kind of runs against that. And what I'm arguing here is that blocking our values from being known actively invites the wrong opportunities into our lives. Okay, so let's pick this apart a bit. So opportunities in life are obviously sets of circumstances that make it possible to do something, right? There are things that come and go in our life. Everything, well, a lot of things are in flux. There's a few islands of stability in there, but there's always new information coming in and we're meeting different people. And sometimes a confluence of events and or people or information happens to kind of come together and it represents an opportunity. And those are, you know, essentially just a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something that you're not doing currently. Okay. And obviously you can think of whatever example that is. Someone on social media, you know, you're scrolling and they say something and the timing's right. Maybe you just happen to be somewhere and they mention something about that place. And now there's an opportunity to, I don't know, post a picture of yourself at that place and, hey, look, I'm right here right now. And now it becomes a very real kind of thing. Obviously, there might be an opportunity, I don't know, in the stock market, or there might be a job opening and whatever. There's just a set of circumstances that come together every once in a while in a rather intermittent fashion that presents itself to us that maybe we can latch on to. Now, this is assuming that we're talking about good opportunities. I think you can have good opportunities and bad or wrong opportunities, right? So good opportunities are favorable or advantageous situations, obviously, right? Prospects that present themselves and they offer the potential for beneficial outcomes or advancement, like some of the examples I gave, right? Someone just retired, maybe in the business. Maybe you're one of those people that were trying to get a teaching job. I know for a while it was really hard to get teaching jobs because you had a lot of these older people that wouldn't retire. and maybe now they're finally starting to retire. And so now you've got these favorable or advantageous situations that are happening. They're presenting themselves. And maybe that's something that somebody who wants to become a teacher could jump into and get advancement in their stake in life, right? But I think there's also wrong opportunities, because these are still situations or prospects that turn out to be, but now in this case, unfavorable or unproductive or detrimental. The mechanism is still the same. A lot of things in life are in flux. Meeting different people, different pieces of information, different situations arise. And based on who you are in your situation, there's some overlap between you and that situation. And in this case, it leads to an unfavorable, unproductive, or detrimental situation. Scrolling through social media, somebody says something, and you know, just the timing of that or what they're saying, it's maybe you kind of jump into it. Maybe you shouldn't have, or they mentioned your name or something, and you happen to be doing something in your life right now, and it calls it into attention. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of anything that's kind of unproductive or detrimental. Obviously, you can imagine people, like young people who are very impressionable, you know, if they get in with the wrong crowd, right? Imagine it was something like that. And you know, maybe it's drugs or violence or something or gang related. And it was a time in their life when they were going through some struggles and maybe they felt like they needed to belong. And then this group of people come along and they kind of have a quote unquote answer to that, a solution to that, or what seems like a solution to that. So they join the gang. Things like this, right? There are situations, prospects, they pop up and they still kind of overlap with where you are in your life, but they end up leading to unfavorable, unproductive, or just straight up detrimental outcomes. So there's good opportunities and there's wrong opportunities, right? Just a matter of the situation and where you are in life. Well, wrong opportunities enter our lives when we are unclear about our goals, our values, or our priorities, right? And this is because the world will always take what we give it. So I kind of like that gang example, right? There's always going to be people there, you know, on the seedy side of life who are there to invite you into, let's say, a gang or to, you know, take drugs or whatever it is, right? There's always going to be that there. If it's not like that can't happen to any of us, if our set of circumstances happen to overlap with what the world is willing to take from us. Wrong opportunities enter our lives when we're unclear about our goals, values, or priorities. So if the world is there to take from you, to put you into a bad situation, and you don't have the wherewithal to say, well, wait a second, those don't align with my priorities, those don't align with my values, or those aren't your priorities and values right now, then there's a good chance that you're going to get a lot of wrong opportunities entering your life. You know, you could be in the workplace and, you know, maybe you normally wouldn't take a certain job or a certain position because it's really not who you are, but maybe there's moments of desperation and you think, you know what, this is a pay raise, but I'm going to have to travel a lot more. I'm not going to be able to see my family. I'm not going to be able to do this, but you know, but there's a little bit more pay and I'm a little bit hard on money. There's this kind of misalignment between your true goals, values, and priorities and the world that, you know, it'll take you in that direction if you don't have something to stand up against that, right? So it's wrong opportunities that get presented all the time. I mean, it's kind of like temptations in general, right? Temptations are essentially wrong opportunities, right? There's lots of those opportunities out there, but like a lot of vices, they could end up leading to, you know, unfavorable, unproductive, or just straight up detrimental outcomes, right? So blocking our values from being known, I would argue, tends to invite the wrong opportunities into our lives, because if you're blocking your values and people don't know your values, then there's no reason for those opportunities not to enter your life, not for them not to be offered. And the people offering them might think they're doing you a favor. That person offering you a pay raise in the company, even though it's totally not who you are, and you're probably going to suck at the job because it's not who you are, and you're probably going to end up being miserable because maybe you're traveling all the time and you're not going to see your family. You know, maybe they don't even know you have a family. Maybe you just don't share the true you with the individuals who are bringing these opportunities to you. The people bringing the opportunities are not necessarily sinister, but they don't know your values. They don't understand your priorities. They don't know you as a person. They don't know your goals in life. So they're just bringing you this opportunity. To them, maybe it seems like a good opportunity, but it's actually a wrong opportunity because your values have been blocked. They've been filtered. And they've been filtered because of this pursuit of protecting a reputation. We think that something like protecting a reputation is either neutral or whatever. I mean, it's obviously got some positive aspects to it, but I want to highlight the downsides to it. When we become preoccupied with protecting our reputation, we will, by definition, be blocking a lot of our true values and opinions. And if you block your true values and opinions, that will invite a fair amount of wrong opportunities into our lives. Blocking our values from being known invites actively the wrong opportunities into our lives. Having a life filled with wrong opportunities, I would argue, is a tragedy. I said at the beginning, protecting your reputation is a tragedy. Why am I using the word tragedy? Well, a tragedy, in terms of one's overall life, is a significant deviation from one's expected or desired path of growth, or fulfillment, or achievement, right? It's a deviation from it. That is a tragedy. A significant deviation from one's desired path of growth or fulfillment or achievement is going to be caused by wrong opportunities, because wrong opportunities never compel you to deliver your real potential to the world. And this is really where the tragedy comes in. When something is causing you to deviate from who you really are, you're not going to deliver the real you. You're not going to be able to live up to your potential. And this isn't a motivational thing. It's just true. We all have a kind of quote-unquote genius. I don't like that word, but we all have something that we just do really well. You know, you might not have a label, right? You might not have a name for it, but we all have this thing that we're just kind of born to do, whether you like it or not, right? It's usually not even always of our own choosing. If you want to kind of know what this is, you just think about your life and think about what people keep telling you. What have you noticed that people seem to say, you know what, you're really good at that. Like, I've noticed you're really good at that. And I think all of us, if you just stop and think about it, if you haven't already, there's something that we do. It might even seem like a trivial thing and like, oh, it's just this goofy little thing, this kind of parlor trick I do. You know, it doesn't matter, right? Or maybe it is really significant. You know, maybe you're a good reader, you're a good speaker, you're really good at math, or you're really good at, you know, directions, or you're really good at driving, or you're, you know, whatever. There's something that people tend to keep saying to you that is in line with your true potential. And if you don't deliver that real potential to the world on a regular basis, I think that's a tragedy. You know, you can use the word destiny if you want, or meant to be, but I just think it's to not have an alignment between what you just naturally do easily and very well at a world-class level, quite frankly, because it's just so natural, no matter what it is. If you're not doing that on a regular basis, you know, I think when you're on your deathbed looking back, I just think that's a tragedy. I think it is a kind of almost wasted life. And I don't think it matters how old you are. I don't, you know, you could be 17, you could be 97. I don't think it matters. I think that at any point in life, it's important to realize what your deep, real potential is and to ensure that you're trying to live that each day. And I think if you're not doing that, you know, I don't know another word for that than tragedy. I think it's truly sad to not be tapping into what other people notice you just happen to be really natural about and to bring that to the world. Doesn't mean that's the only thing you have to do, but I think you should find a way to be doing that. So a tragedy, when we think about our life, is just some significant deviation from the desired path of growth, fulfillment, or achievement. Maybe not even desired, but just what would truly give us a level of fulfillment because we just naturally do it. And that significant deviation, I believe, is caused by wrong opportunities. It's the boss giving you the wrong job. It's the gang, you know, telling you that we'll be your family and this is what's going to work. Or whatever example you want to use, right? Someone on social media saying something and then you tend to go off in that direction, but that wasn't really you. All of these kind of deviations from the true us, I believe, are a result of essentially obfuscating our true values from other people. Because if you don't make those known, then a lot of wrong opportunities are going to enter your life. Having a life filled with wrong opportunities is a tragedy. So let's do a quick recap. So at the beginning, protecting your reputation is a tragedy. What do I mean by that? Reputations are things people tend to protect. And I get it. I mean, I don't think, you know, you should not care at all about your reputation. But I think this can become a problem quite early. And I think it's too easy to care too much about your reputation. Protecting a reputation does mean blocking your values from being known. It has to be, because there is a filter there. And you might say that's okay. I think it's okay to be filtered. I think, you know, it got to be a little bit polished. But I do believe, and I do argue, that blocking our values from being known invites the wrong opportunities into our lives. Opportunities are those sets of circumstances that make it possible to do something. We need to do things all the time. That's part of living life. There are good opportunities that lead to beneficial outcomes or advancement, but there are wrong opportunities. There are all kinds of situations or prospects out there that do lead to unfavorable, unproductive, or detrimental outcomes. And those wrong opportunities will enter our lives if we are unclear about our goals, values, or priorities, because the world is always there to take from us. And if you don't have the wherewithal to stand up to that by making your goals, values, and priorities known, you're going to be taken in all kinds of directions that are going to make your life unfulfilled and potentially even quite miserable. Blocking our values from being known invites the wrong opportunities into our lives. It's an active thing. It's not okay to just constantly protect your reputation. Having a life filled with wrong opportunities really is a tragedy. It's a significant deviation from the path of growth and fulfillment and achievement that we need to be on. It's a deviation that's caused by wrong opportunities entering our lives. Not delivering your real potential to the world is a wasted life. Having a life filled with wrong opportunities is a tragedy. And the inverse is totally true. Having a life filled with good opportunities. Let's define what a good opportunity is. Yes, it's an opportunity that leads to a good outcome, but how does that happen? And why does it happen? I would argue that it happens because you let your values be known. You let your true opinions be known, even if it's not easy. It really tends to invite a lot of good opportunities. And I think if you think about your life and you're just honest and you think about, you know, when have good opportunities really entered my life? I bet you'll find somewhere in there that you had shared an opinion just kind of blatantly, right? Like maybe you're in a meeting and you said, you know what, I've got this opinion, I've got to get it out. And maybe you're even a little bit angry. I think it happens often when you got a bit of a spark to you. Because when you're angry, you tend to care less. And when you care less, you kind of just say it, right? Obviously, if you take that too far, it's toxic. But there is something beautiful about having a bit of anger. Because again, an opinion is something that is in contrast to the current narrative. It's in contrast to the way the world works. So if you just get it out there, people's ears and eyes are going to perk up and they're going to know the real you. They're going to get a glimpse of what you actually believe. And those are often the people that can bring you the good opportunities, get you aligned with the right people, you know, actually invest in you, actually take a chance on you, because they get that you stand for something and that you have, you know, the wherewithal to actually say it. You have the guts to say it. You have the courage to be yourself. Really being yourself, no matter what, tends to invite a lot of positive opportunities in your life. It's a very realistic thing. Protecting your reputation can be a real tragedy. What can we do about it? Well, I think instead of working to protect our reputations, we should really work to bring our true opinions and values to others, knowing that this is the only way to avoid the tragedy of never delivering our real potential to the world. You got to be you. You got to be real. It's going to make some people uncomfortable. It's going to go against the grain, but say it, speak it, and you'll find that a lot better positive outcomes end up getting brought into your life versus the opposite of that, which will happen if you constantly put a lot of effort into protecting your reputation. Protecting your reputation is a tragedy. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, take care.